The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you're about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
We are too late. The heat traces show that the intruders have all exited the cave system. This must be reported.
Shall we pursue?
Affirmative. Seek. Locate. Exterminate.
We obey.
Doctor, Todd, we have to get back to my ship, quick. The Daleks are right behind us.
We must run, Jadlia.
Yes, Doctor, we will go as quickly as we can. Come on, everyone.
Very well. And thank you for rescuing Captain Tread.
Look, don't mention it. I don't plan a change of occupation or anything. I'm quite happy being a ruthless mercenary. Now let's hurry, my ship is this way.
Doctor Who, Parasite of the Daleks, Part 3, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
I'm not sure how safe we are in here if those Daleks locate us, but we should have a bit of time to formulate a plan.
I'll get Captain Tread to one of the crew quarters where he can rest.
Thank you, Sergeant. I'll help get the doctor comfortable. The doctor seems to be resting comfortably. He just needs some sleep now. Maybe we should put him in one of your crew quarters as well.
Sadly, we need him. I thought it best to keep him in here. He's the only one who knows how to fight these Daleks. Plus, we need him to make the necessary repairs to the ship so we can get off this planet.
Look at him! Look at the state he's in! He can barely see, and he clearly needs rest. The man is possibly dying. How can he repair anything, let alone fight the Daleks?
The doctor may be our only hope. Doctor, are you with us? I know you're tired. Doctor?
Thank you, Jadlia.
Oh, you are conscious. Do you think you can explain to us what's happening to you?
Infected.
Infected? With what?
Is it contagious?
No, of course not. It's a parasite. The Daleks were working on some kind of parasite that takes over a host body.
Oh no! They've infected you with one of those parasites! How monstrous!
I'm afraid I rather infected myself. Remember that scratch I got, Jadlia? The thorn?
Yes, but how?
Using this planet to breed the most awful monsters, the crashing spaceships, then. When they crash here, the survivors are unwitting test subjects. Afraid I walked right into that one, silly old doctor.
But then what happens, Doctor? What does this parasite do?
Feeds on host body until it grows, matures.
You mean you're being eaten alive by some Dalek monstrosity?
Something is going to eat its way out of you and escape into my ship? That thing could kill us all.
Calm down, Julia. We don't know what will happen.
He knows.
If the creature manages to take me over, what Julia says could be true.
I don't believe that, Doctor. You wouldn't hurt any of us. You're not that kind of man. I can tell.
This much is true. Under normal circumstances, but I cannot be sure that I can control it. I will try. I'll try to contain it.
But how, Doctor?
I cannot be certain.
Are you going to die, Doctor?
Perhaps. Then again, perhaps I won't. Perhaps I will regenerate again. Oh, don't know. I've never been eaten from the inside out before. Not sure my regenerative abilities can help. This may be it. Number off. Well, it's been a good life. Well, this one's been a bit short. But, beggars can't be choosers.
I don't understand. What is he talking about, Julia? Do you know what he means?
The whole regeneration thing? Well, I've heard of it. And seen it, when he just recently went through it. Regeneration. It's the way Time Lords cheat death. It's a sort of healing process.
That sounds like madness.
I've seen it, like I said. But I'm not sure if they can do it so soon after... Well, after having done it so recently. I've no idea how it works, to be honest. All we can really do is wait.
Yes, but will the Daleks wait? Or will they simply come and kill us?
Report!
We have located a crashed space vehicle.
There are a number of crashed vehicles in this area.
Heat traces indicate that the Doctor and his companions have entered this vessel. I will attempt to blast open the hatch.
Very well. Proceed.
Weaponry has no effect.
We have failed. Return to the laboratory and report to the Supremo.
I obey.
Awaiting further instructions.
The patrol will remain here to await the Doctor's exit from the space vessel. He cannot leave the planet, therefore, he must return to the cave system to attempt to deactivate the tractor beam in order to escape. When the Doctor exits the space vessel, exterminate him and his companions.
That was lucky.
Luck had nothing to do with it. This old ship of mine is a bit too tough for the likes of those Daleks.
Perhaps, but they're still out there, waiting. And I suspect they'll go on waiting forever if need be. We're no better off than before.
It's all right, you know, Ty.
Oh, you're awake, Doctor. But you should get some rest.
Oh, I'm all right.
Does it hurt, Doctor?
Only when I laugh. Yes, very much.
How do you do it?
What? Get myself into these things? That's a gift, I'm afraid.
No. How do you manage to keep that defiant sense of humor to the bitter end, no matter what? Here you are, more than half blind, weak, possibly dying, and still your sense of humor is intact. Always is, no matter what scrape you get into.
Do you really want to know?
Yes. Please, tell me.
Easy. Because no matter what happens, no matter what they do to me, it's they who fear all my enemies. The Daleks, Cybermen, Sumtarans, you name it. They pretend not to fear, but they do. They fear what comes next after I arrive.
And what's that, Doctor?
Oh, defeat. But in the end, they never defeat me. And that is what really gets under their skin the most. So, all I have in the end is who I am. If I want to lose that, to lose that, the pain, it's getting worse.
Professor Drow has failed the Daleks. What shall be done with him?
He will be dealt with. Our plans are now in jeopardy with the Doctor's involvement. We may need a contingency plan. I will return to the mothership and report to the homeworld. You will remain here to deal with Professor Drow and to await further instructions.
I obey. Professor Drow must be brought before me.
Understood. Bring in Professor Drow.
The Doctor has been allowed to escape. What have you to say?
It wasn't my fault. His friends helped him. I didn't know he had anyone with him. How could I?
The Doctor always has companions. Thanks to them and your incompetence, both the Doctor and your remaining test subjects have been allowed to escape. Failure must be punished.
But you need me. I'm your servant. And I'm the only one on this planet who can help you. You know this. Please. I only wish to serve the Daleks. And after all this is over, after I've given you what you want, I will happily die for the great Dalek cause. But please allow me to continue my work for you, my masters. Please.
Very well, but know that you will die for your failure in due course.
Oh, thank you, my supreme masters. Thank you.
But now, the Doctor and his friends must be apprehended and destroyed! Exterminate them! Exterminate!
Yes, Doctor?
Oh, good. You're here. Please, Jalea, promise me if this thing takes me over, please. Promise me you'll kill me. You have that disruptor of yours, yes?
Right here, at my side, as always.
And for pity's sake, promise me, if I lose control, if I pose a threat to any of you, promise me, Jalea, that you will use it to destroy me. Can you promise me that, Jalea?
You have my word, Doctor.
And promise me one other thing.
If I can.
Please. If the worst does happen and you have to shoot me, promise me that you will get away from here. Promise me, Julia. Get everyone out to safety. Promise me that, Julia.
You lie dying, about to be eaten alive by some parasitic monster, and still you think of everyone else. Why, Doctor?
Does that really matter, Julia?
I suppose not.
Do you promise?
I promise. I will do all I can to save us all.
Thank you. The pain, it's so intolerable that I...
Doctor?
I don't believe this. It's literally ripping his flesh apart, as if it's tearing away the humanoid part of itself to free the monster inside. Julia, what should we do now?
I have to end this, Doctor. I truly am sorry, but I have to do it.
No. No, Julia, you can't.
But I must. It's for his own good, as well as all of ours.
No, wait. I feel it. It's starting. All the pain!
So sorry, Doctor. But I have to end this. I have to stop this from happening. I have to kill you, Doctor.
No!
I don't believe what I'm seeing. The Doctor, he's changing. It's like his body is struggling to repair itself. So much life. So much energy. His face is so different now. It's growing younger. But wait, now he's aging again. I don't understand.
His inner struggle must be unbelievable. You told me about regeneration, but I never imagined it would be anything like this. It's so different from expected.
Yes, I know. It does seem different this time. It's like he's changing back into the same old body. Back into the same old doctor we already know. How disappointing.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Julia.
Doctor? Are you all right? Do you feel the creature? Or is it dead? Doctor?
That's right. I'm the Doctor, and the bloody beast is dead. I killed the beast. Oh, absorbed it.
Doctor, are you all right?
Physician, heal thyself. Oh, Lieutenant. I presume. Oh, it's Captain Julia. Oh, wait. Aren't we enemies? Oh, no. We're friends. Yes, friends. Oh, nice to see you again, my friend. Oh, nice to see you again, my dear.
Doctor, I don't get this. Is this regeneration?
Oh, yes. No. Not quite. Well, sort of. I already regenerated today.
I don't get it.
Well, it's quite simple. When a Time Lord regenerates, it's like a pot of stew. Needs to simmer for a while, whereas a good stew needs to, it needs a nice afternoon to cook and simmer. A Time Lord needs about, 72 hours or so, give or take.
But the creature that was growing within you, Doctor, it was literally eating you from the inside out. How did you stop it?
Well, it was my regenerative powers, you see. They stopped it. They sort of, boiled it away, you see. Then I absorbed it, or rather the regenerative energy absorbed it. Yes, I think that's it. More or less.
I just don't get it.
Don't you, Julia? What a shame for you. Oh, well.
He's the same old doctor, all right. There's that sense of humor again.
Welcome back, Doctor. You're quite an amazing man.
Oh, thank you, my dear. I feel quite amazing. Oh, yes, I do.
Doctor, this is all very well and good, but, well, I mean, I'm happy you managed to survive being taken over by an alien parasite. Believe me, I am. But we have other problems to deal with.
Yes. Of course. The Daleks.
Yes, the Daleks. They're on this planet, and they're just outside waiting to kill us.
Yes, I'm sure they are. Oh, this is good.
It is?
I fail to see what's so good about that.
Oh, really? Well, never mind.
I'm sorry, but you were saying this is good? About the Daleks wanting to kill us, I mean?
Oh, yes. This is very good. Very good indeed.
I'm afraid I'm missing the good part here, Doctor.
As am I. And I think it's time you started making sense.
It's all about the challenge. Yes, now, we must get out of here and disable the Dalek extractor beam that's pulling ships down to this planet and holding them here, including this ship.
But how will we get past that patrol outside? Never mind getting back into that cave system to find and disable that beam.
Oh, details, details. Leave those to me. Now, listen up, you two. I've got a plan.
Why do I have a feeling I'm going to hate your plan, Doctor?
Oh, just hush up and listen, you two. You'll positively love this one. Oh, my name isn't, George Washington.
Wait a minute, Doctor. Is your name George Washington?
Well, no, it isn't, but now that you come to mention it, but trust me, you'll still love this plan.
Oh, brother.
Report.
No activity to report.
Oh, hello, boys. Are you looking for me?
Halt, or you will be exterminated.
I know, but you have to catch me first.
We must pursue and exterminate the Doctor. Follow.
We obey.
Well, now, that went according to plan. I gave the blighters the slip in the forest.
That's all fine and good, but we know they can pick up our heat signatures. That won't fool them for long. So now what, Doctor?
Oh, we must get away from here and back into that cave system.
What can we do to help?
Well, I wasn't sure you'd want to.
I'm no coward, Doctor. I want to do my part.
And I'm feeling much better now, thanks to you. Ty and I are ready, willing and able to help you fight the Daleks. We want off this planet as much as you do.
That's the spirit? Well then, I suppose you two could distract the Daleks, while Jania, Sergeant Yarrow, and I go for that tractor beam control.
We're on it, Doctor. Come on, Ty.
Right behind you, Captain.
Right then. Off we go, you two, eh?
Should be fun, Doctor. I'd enjoy getting to destroy a few of those tin cans.
That's the spirit, Sergeant.
I suggest we get a move on then, Doctor.
Right you are, then. Let's go.
Hey! Hey, you tin-plated idiots! Over here!
You'll have to do better than that, you rusty pepperpots.
You will be destroyed.
Fat chance.
It is the escape test subject. He must be apprehended and returned to the lab. Pursue, pursue.
We obey.
We will pursue and apprehend.
We found the cave entrance again. Oh, goody!
I'm surprised they've left the entrance unguarded.
Oh, that's just Dalek arrogance. They simply assumed their precious patrol would capture us the moment we exited the ship. They always underestimate me. That's why I always beat them.
Yes, well, let's not get too overconfident about ourselves, huh? There are bound to be a lot more Daleks awaiting us in those caves.
You think so, Jania?
Don't you?
If I know the Daleks, there will be one small patrol of maybe 4 or 5 Daleks inside that cave system at the most. And perhaps one of them will be the Supremo himself, if I'm lucky. Half of them will be guarding the lab, and the rest will be quite near those tractor beam controls, which means 2 for me and 2 for you.
Well, what about me, Doctor?
I think it best that you remain here on guard, Sergeant. You can give us a warning with your weapon if any of the other Daleks should enter the cave system.
As you wish, sir.
Is splitting up wise, Doctor?
Essential. If this plan of mine is to succeed, I want you to go for that tractor beam, Jania, and destroy it.
That's fine, but what about you?
I can't leave this planet without putting a stop to those diabolical experiments. I've no idea what the Daleks plan to do once they have an army of those monstrous creatures. But I do know it can't be good. They must be stopped, and I'm the one who must stop them.
That's fine, Doctor. Just try and avoid getting killed, hmm?
If I didn't know better, I'd swear you were actually concerned for my well-being, Jaleel. What happened to that tough mercenary act?
Don't flatter yourself. You promised me some considerable wealth if we reach your friends. You'd be useless to me dead at this point.
You're all heart, Jaleel. Do you know that?
I am what I am, Doctor. I haven't changed during this little adventure. Your influence isn't that great.
Not to worry, then. I'll be sure to stay alive. Just for the sake of your lust for wealth, eh, Jaleel? Now, off we go. Into the caves, eh?
Ah. Captain, what is it?
I've been stuck by a thorn. Just like the Doctor. I may have been infected, Ty. That's just what the Daleks wanted, Granite!
There's no way of knowing for sure if that was a parasitic thorn, Captain Tread. But look, we've got to keep moving. I'm sure the Doctor will be able to help you if you've been infected. We must hurry.
I hope you're right, Ty. Well, let's go.
Pursue them! Pursue!
We are in pursuit.
No one can escape the Daleks.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Parasite of the Daleks, Part 3, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance. David Ault as Dalek Number 2, Gary Cobham as Dalek Number 4, Gary Erickson as Dalek Number 5, Sally Wiggett as Captain Jalea, Jeff Niles as the Doctor, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Ty, James P. Quick as Sergeant Yarrow, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Dalek Number 1, James P. Quick as the Chief Dalek, Jonathan Patrick Russell as the Supremo Dalek and Professor Drow, and Joel Nisbet as Captain Tread. The Doctor Who theme tune was composed and performed by Patty Leitch, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor and co-producer was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Similarly, no attempt has been made to supersede or infringe upon any copyright associated with the Daleks, which remain the intellectual property of the Terry Nation Estate and the British Broadcasting Corporation, respectfully. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That's darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Join us next time for part 4, the exciting conclusion of Parasite of the Daleks, coming your way soon from Dream Realm Enterprises. The story, Parasite of the Daleks, was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2014, all rights reserved. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. What we do for you, our fans. So help us to keep the audio goodness coming, won't you? Visit us at our website at dreamrealmsite.com. And find our donation page, and be sure to hit that donate button. It's through PayPal, so it's as easy as hitting a Dalek on the head. Yes, thanks fans for your continued support. And remember, no donation is too small. Help us out, won't you?